100 word stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. If you go there, you'll see the 100 word stories podcast and this weekly challenge where I post the topic and you come up with the stories, and you did send in stories on the topic of smutty. So, where are the stories? Why aren't you hearing the stories? Well, that's because I haven't shut up yet. How about I do that right now? Let's go ahead and listen.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic smutty. It's called Chatty. Back in the Second World War in Britain, we used to have posters sternly advising that careless talk costs lives. I've no idea whether they were successful in preventing German spies from gaining sensitive information. That's something I've never been able to find out. A life is a high price to pay for careless talk. And yet, these days people keep telling me that talk is cheap. And trust me, I can also tell you from personal experience, that is absolutely not true. These premium rate sex lines charge crazy rates. Smutty talk, it seems, costs a bloody fortune. Okay, that's me done this week. Speak to you all next time. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And trying to squeeze this one out before they shut off the power. They're going to cut the power to the whole friggin' county. Talk is about 5 days. That's going to suck. Nonetheless, my story this evening is called Banned in Boston. In more genteel times, books such as God's Little Acre and Peyton Place were lumped under the pejorative heading of smutty. Wild people doing wild things wildly. Not what respectable folk should be reading. Well, actually they did, and a lot. Still, it was more a guilty pleasure that didn't get spoke about in respectable company. Fast forward the clock. During a UU service, a member gave a glowing recommendation for the girl with the dragon tattoo. Okay. Then my mom tells me she just finished 50 Shades of Grey. I so didn't want to know that. Smutty. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hi, this is Kristen Moody with my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge. The secret to happiness? Suffering. Gotta suffer before you smile. Me? It started with a cough. Mucus, then blood. Next day, I barely breathed. Doctors said it grew up my windpipe in threads. Week later, it swelled into white, hard buds on my neck. Couldn't breathe, couldn't sleep, couldn't eat. Wanted to die. Then, one morning, I felt threads growing, spinning webs under my skull. A flash, then the pain in my head disappeared. Now? I feel good. Oh, only my smile hurts. The whole world should feel this way. So come on, nurse. Open up. Let's spread a little happiness.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and this is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge number 703 with the prompt of Smutty. I have the grandkids here again and can't get close to my microphone, so I hope this works. Ms. Francio's mouth dropped open. You boys with your smutty thoughts and behavior, and you admit that you took advantage of that innocent girl. Bilbert blinked and shook his head. No, I didn't take advantage of Linali Amanda. I took advantage of the situation. She wanted me to kiss her. The principal shook her finger at him. Don't try to justify your behavior. You can't know what she wanted, unless you can read minds. Bilbert couldn't help himself. I did know what she wanted. She kissed me first. Francio gasped in shock. How dare you cast aspersions on that poor girl? Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Smutty, salacious, kinky, stinky, buggery, thuggery, and cock. The seven alternative dwarves that somehow never made it into the storybooks. Forced to scratch a living from the seamier side of life, they finally found employment as key players in my crime syndicate. Doing my dirty work and, no doubt, enjoying a few carnal pleasures along the way. And, speaking of carnal pleasures, I have needs too. Needs that are well attended to by my seven minions. And trust me, their stature isn't replicated where it matters. Don't look so shocked. After all, I'm no Snow White.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. So here is where he writes his smutty books. He writes smutty books? The vicar? You didn't know? No! Silence took over the whole room. They crossed their arms in sync and tilted their heads. The desk is huge. It is. More silence ensued. I wonder how long it would take to destroy it. A few minutes? They nodded. We need to find a creaky window. Boring. So, what then? Silence. Okay, grab his books. We can read them out loud during Mass. And the two glided on to the next room, sneering. This Halloween promised to be great fun. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Jim Jackson was the greatest comedian. He would have made for a great sitcom, guys, or even a talk show host. But the mouth on him, the shit he'd say. Sure, Carlin went from his curse word-filled act to Shining Time Station, a kid's show, but Jim? He was toxic. Even the streaming services gave him a pass, too. Maybe they'd shoot his act for a special, but a sitcom or a talk show? No, not Jim. They'd never get him off of the road. Fine, said Jim. If I can't have the pussy come to me, I'll go to it.
Word stories.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of smutty. So what'd you think of it? Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and leave a comment on the show saying what you thought. Also, if you have a story on the topic of smutty that you didn't manage to get in on time, well, there is no limit. Just send it on in, and I will put it up on the feed in a separate post. Whether you're listening to this, well, I was going to say now, but you're listening to it now. For you, it's now. For me, right here and now, it might be tomorrow, next week, next year. If it's next century, you may be waiting a while. Also, my God, medicine has really progressed in the past century. Anyway, the next topic is sturdy. So go to One A Day Until the Day I Die, click on Weekly Challenge, and you will see how to be a part of this. But as long as you're creating and doing neat things and telling stories and sharing and imagining and dreaming, well, that's what really matters. Thank you for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.